You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
When a nation forgets God, the message tonight, the children pay. When a nation forgets God, the children pay. I don't know how that sets with you, but it just grieves my heart to think about that. Kanoa, that just walked by here, that sweet little boy. I do remember Monica, your mom and dad living over there on Cheney. Their dad was building and had a little trailer out front. Your mother was expecting. And you came, and Matthew, your twin brother. Now you married a wonderful, godly man, bus captain, servant of the Lord, godly layman in our church. And you have that little Kanoa. He comes across here. He just got a little smile on him. That boy's going to pay for the sins of this nation. I looked, Brother Ron, at that little violet. You know, if you folks don't want your kids, just give them to my wife and I'll take the whole crowd. It'd be nothing but a party city. It would just be party, party, party. It'd be fun. That little girl, then I looked at Shirley Temple. She gives me a twirl every week. You parents are so blessed to have these kids. And to have these teenagers. These kids stand out. I was in preparation and writing down all the thoughts that I had about our teenagers. The average teenager would not have any idea how to apply for a job. I see business owners here shaking your head. They don't. I had a business owner who said, here's what they say. He said, they don't even say words. He said, I get more people. They don't even say words. I'll ask them a question. What grade? They can't complete a sentence. Now, I know there are some intelligent kids outside of this, but I tell you what, I rarely see them. It's an amazing thing. I get a gift card, I'll go get a cup of coffee. Small coffee with room for cream. Okay, what was that? I'm talking about, I could act this thing out. It's like, duh, are you listening? Do you even understand that what day of the week it is? It's the second Tuesday of this week. I look at our kids, and I look at so many kids in this world, so many of these kids in the world, poor posture. Home failed. Gotta teach your children how to sit up. I told you not long ago, several years ago, I was in a doctor's office waiting for the doctor to come in. It was a woman. It scared me to death. I heard her voice, and my back was sore. She goes, sit up. I said, yes. She goes, you want your shoulders to roll over like this? Sit up. I said, you sound like my wife. Kids have, they're just slumped over. It's the saddest. Go by the bus stop and watch them. They're slumped over. They got their head down. They don't see the sunshine. They're not listening to the birds. They're not enjoying life. They're not laughing. They got an iPhone in their hand. I look at the poor posture. I look at the terrible social skills, the mumbling, the sloppy appearance. I am anti-slop. I think there's a dignity to male, to female, to life. I think there's something about class. I hear my wife talking about that. She's not the queen, whatever she is, Middleton, I know her, that's her name. Just seems like a classy girl. Our homeland, motherland, England, class. Now I know they've lost it too because they've given over to a false religion of Muslims. But there's still a dignity, and I know there's sin in the king and queen and all that. I like dignity. I like class. Amen. I don't like everything casual and everything party and everything goof off, everything slapstick comedy. I believe that our God is a holy God, but our God is an orderly God. And our God is a God that's not, everything's got to be cool, baby man. What's that all about? I thank God today that our kids, they know kindness. But the average kid in America has not been taught kindness. They've not been taught honesty. They've been taught entitlement. They've not been taught gratitude. Listen, somebody gives you something, you owe them a thank you letter. I'm talking to our people right now. Do you realize that today that work ethic has vanished? And these are consequences that are going to affect our children. Can you imagine the average child, teenager, becomes a college age, gets married? If they're not in the church, they have no idea how to raise a kid. No idea how to raise a child. No idea how to make a boy into a young man. No idea how to usher a young girl into eventually adulthood. No idea how to put clothing outfits for girls together. No idea how to cook. No idea how to bake. These kids have been dumbed down so that the president of the United States says, we want now by the fifth grade these kids to be able to read. Sister Nicole, you're a teacher. It's way too late. And you know what I'm talking about. You're not going to first grade in this school if you can't read. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to know how to read. Amen. And tonight, Jeremiah is writing to a backslidden people. And he's warning them in Jeremiah and Lamentations, your children are going to be benefactors of the mess of your life. Look at Jeremiah chapter number two tonight, where we find ourselves. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saith the Lord. I remember thee, the kindness, watch it, of thy youth, the love of thy espousals. When you're young and young married and young, just getting into life. And what went us after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. God said, don't you remember? Don't you remember? Hey, kids, don't you remember when you were in Christian school? Went to kindergarten and elementary school and elementary chapel. Don't you remember? Don't you remember high school? All that this place has at the North Valley Baptist School. Don't you remember? Don't you remember going to Golden State Baptist College and falling in love and getting engaged, getting married? Don't you remember? You know what happens? You get a little bit older, I don't need it. And when we have kids, I'll get back into this God thing so my kids don't have to have drugs. You're using the church. The church is not part of your life. The Word of God is not part of your life. And until we get dads back and say, I'm going to agonize in prayer over my children and over my grandchildren. I'm going to pray for my wife. I'm going to pray for my husband. Dear ladies, I'm going to pray for my children. They grow up to love God. See, here's what's going to happen. You can have a good home and do all the praying and do all the training and all you, but some of you are going to have children, and down the road after 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, you're going to hear that your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law or your son or your daughter committed adultery. Or your grandson kissed a boy. Or your grandkids are online blasting Christianity. You're going to think that's license to get away from God. And the time when your family needs a patriarch, a matriarch in the family to stay true to the Word of God, they're sinning, they're doing vile things. What was Job doing? He said, I'm going to pray and fast for my kids because they might sin. He said, I can hardly go to church anymore. I'm so brokenhearted over my kids. It's probably right now in the last 5 years, my number one call I get from preachers and friends. My kids have just broken my heart. The in-laws have broken my heart. My grandkids have just, they've denied they don't want anything to do with God. I dealt with some this week that just, it breaks your heart to hear. Brother Cheever, how do I handle this? What do I do? Well, you all stay true to God.
Amen.
Kids, you go ahead and send it up and do it, but don't you ever forget what God gave you. God gave you a home. Maybe dad's missing. Maybe mom's missing. Maybe both. Maybe you're being raised by grandparents. It's sad. But you cannot become a victim of every sad situation. God gave you that experience. Somehow he's going to use it for his glory, though your heart will always be broken. And may I say today, here he says, don't you remember? Look at verse number 3, when Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Don't you remember, I showed the video a few weeks ago of the Akron Baptist Church and how it just is in ruin, and all those churches that have just, they left the first love. Verse 4, he speaks of our family. Oh, hear the word of the Lord, house of Jacob, and the families of the house of Israel. If America's going to come back to God, our houses, God's people's houses, have to get back to God.
Amen.
You got to see a loving dad that's so excited to be home with his kids and wife. So I'm tired, I'm worn out. Well, sure you are, you've been working all day. You better value these days. Enjoy these days. Whether it's being with your children or they're gone and you even have a spouse, you better enjoy these days. Better enjoy the days of being able to pray with your children. And talk to your children and praise your children and encourage your children and listen to them and talk to them. What is God doing in your heart? How's God speaking to you, son? What do you, I got another prayer request from one of our family members this past week. I get them from grandkids. I love the text that they'll send me, Papa, pray for this. I need help here. And I want those prayer requests and pray for this situation. Well, guess what? I'm going to pray for those, and I have prayed for those situations. Life's not easy for a Christian. But I ought to have our kids ought to have a dad and a dad-in-law and a papa and a nana that be in their court and say, we will go to the throne of grace on your behalf. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity of your fathers. You see, remember I said the message tonight, when a nation sins, the children pay the price. He says here, what iniquity of your fathers found in me? Remember when you were in Christian school? Remember when you were young and got engaged? Remember all that was going on? But now, let me talk about your fathers. What iniquity they found in me? They have gone far from me. They have walked after vanity, emptiness, become vain. Hey, Dad, go ahead and get a job that makes a ton of money and lose your kids. Don't have time for the kids. Money's more important than my kids. All this exciting travel is more important than my kids. I'd be very careful with all this traveling, folks. I traveled for years to go out and preach Monday and Tuesday night. And I'll tell you what, you have to have boundaries. Yes, right. I made the preacher walk me into my room. When I got in the room, I locked the door, I locked the hasp, and I double locked down here, and I don't care. I remember one night my wife called me. I was so sick, and she said, go downstairs and get something. There's got to be some, and she told me what to get. I said, I'm not leaving this room. I had to make a rule over 40 years ago. I've never had a television on by myself, whether it's at home or a hotel room. Why? Because I'm a good Christian? Absolutely not. Because I don't trust myself. Put no confidence in the flesh. Your dad's got away from me. Dad's, nothing's more important than your marriage and your children. Your job, thank God for it. You say, well, making the big dough. Well, I wonder how it's going to go for alimony. Wonder how it's going to go to find a lawyer to defend your son. Parents, they said, the Bible says they walk in vanity, emptiness, play, fun, amusement, no Bible, no prayer, no real service to God, no self-denial, no loving mama, no loving daddy. Home is a sacred place. We learn about heaven in the home. We learn about the heavenly father from the earthly father. Some of you have had through life as adults, you've had a terrible example. Dad wasn't even saved, but God bless you, decided that your family's going to have something. I have no excuse. Verse number 6. Neither your dads, neither said they, where's the Lord? These dads didn't even want to search God. Where's the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, led us through the wilderness, through the land of the deserts, the pits, through the drought and the shadow of death, a land that no man passed through and that no man dwelt? Where's the Lord? Look at it, verse number 8, how leadership fails. The priest said not, where's the Lord? They that handle the law knew me not. The pastors transgressed against me. The prophets, the priests, the pastors, the prophets. Dads were failing. The religious leaders were failing. Look at verse number 9, how they turn a deaf ear. Wherefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, I will plead with your children's children will I plead. Verse 11, they reject God. Hath the nation changed their gods, which are not no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which is not profit. Verse 13, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken the fountain of the living waters and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Dad, you're responsible to get water to your children. But our vile living breaks the cisterns. So your kids are sitting there famished. I'm pleading with you tonight in closing, get into the life of your children. I don't want these kids to pay. I don't want these little kids that came by here. I don't want them to live in a godless America. I want it to be a God-fearing America. We got this heathen in the White House because we deserve this heathen. And much of it's because of preachers that have compromised and shut the doors on Sunday nights, and they've changed their Bibles and they changed their hymn books and they got rid of the choir and they got their dance bands and they got everything blacked out up here, and all of a sudden they've got the lights, strobe lights coming on down, and it's an entertainment. And by the way, I can tell you for a fact that I know it's happening all over America. Fundamental Baptist churches are dropping Sunday school. You can hardly find a Sunday school. Shame on us. When a nation needs a Bible more than ever, we're shutting the doors on it. You can hardly find a church in the San Francisco Bay Area, 9 million people tonight, open. That's a shame. And those that are open, and I'm not trying to be cruel or braggadocious of any church, because we have empty seats here tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. When you take all the 9 million people that have, if there might be a church open tonight, I doubt if they would all be able to fill half of this auditorium that we have here tonight. Amen. That's 9 million people. I grew up right here. I remember these cities had churches. I remember Fremont having churches and that were open all the time, and Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Hayward and Castro Valley and San Leandro and Castro Valley. And I can remember Oakland and San Francisco and all these cities. And we had youth groups that got together, and we had inspirations together. We had great things together in Hayward, all these areas. And you went up the peninsula and you saw churches. They were open on Sunday night. They're closed now. It's only going to get worse until God's people get serious. And if it gets worse, your kids are going to be the benefactors. I look in the Bible tonight. I want you to turn in closing to the next book, Lamentations, written by Jeremiah the same. And Lamentations is a book where he's lamenting. He's weeping. And it's really so much to do with the children. Lamentations chapter 1. Verse 5, her adversaries, you see, she was once, verse 1, was a city full of people. Now she's a widow. She was great among the nations. Now she's nothing. Verse 5, her adversaries are the chief of her enemies, prosper. And the Lord hath afflicted her from the multitude of her transgressions. Watch this. Her children are gone into captivity. Her children. Gone into captivity. We have these precious grandkids. You don't get to see them much. We don't either. They said, Dad, Mom, we're coming for that 50th anniversary. Good. We're going to be there for the week. We're excited about it. Yes, sir. We'll stand on Sunday. I like that. Ashlyn, and Titus, and TJ, Trey, Annalise. Landon, Lawson, Logan, Lakin, London, Riley, Hudson, Reagan, Addison. Oh, we're so blessed. We're just so blessed. I hope before they get here next July, if the Lord tarries and we live, I hope there's been a revival. I hope there's a turning back to God.
Yes, sir, amen.
A turning back to God with God's people. Because the Bible says right here, her children are going to pay. Look what it says in chapter 2, verse 11. My eyes do fail with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured out upon the earth. When your liver is gone, you're at the end. Destruction of the daughter of my people. Because the children and the sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. And they say to their mothers, where's the corn? The wine, when they swooned and were wounded in the streets of the city, they were hungry. Chapter 2, verse 19. He's crying out, verse 18, and the Bible says, lift up thine hands toward him for the life of the young children. Faint for hunger at the top of the street. You teenagers, we wind this up tonight. This church has invested so much. You're not hungering tonight. This church provides everything. It provides so many opportunities. What this is and what this week is all about, that's for you. Yes, others have come, but that's for the North. Why? We're trying to put in some quality in your life that you'll make some decision to discover that God's way is not the best way. It's the only way. But it's your decision. Teenagers throughout this house, it's your decision. You're going to have to understand these people here, these people sacrifice to provide a Christian school. You have to understand these teachers, they work at below In-N-Out Burger and Chick-fil-A payroll to teach you reading, writing, arithmetic, music, wood shop, science labs, computer labs. They do everything for you. They do everything so you can have volleyball and cheerleading and basketball and baseball and soccer and events and trips and all that you do. This crowd does that. The least expensive private school in the Silicon Valley, right here.
Praise the Lord.
Why? Because these people, they're paying for the repairs on your building. They're paying for the utilities on your building. They're paying, and so many of these don't even have kids in the school. Their kids have gone through. Why? They're given to you. And that's what that scripture says, chapter number 2, verse number 19, chapter 4, verse 4. The tongue of the suckling child cleaveth to the roof of the mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, and there's none that breaketh for. You're going to be famished without God. Verse 10. The hands of the pitiful woman are sodden with their children. It's like it's rotten. There was not food. Chapter 5, verse 13. They took the young children, this when they went into captivity, they took the young men to grind, and the children fell into the wood. The elders have ceased from their gate, and the young men ceased from their music. The joy of the heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe unto us, for we have sinned. Our heart is faint. Our eyes are dim. You know, when we fail as adults with God, our children pay the consequence. I commend this church. 13 years ago, we began a program to get out of debt. Why? I didn't want to die with a dime this church owes on that property or this property because of the sacrifice of God's people. You've done that. I want the next generation to be ready to go. I want there to be more preaching here, more singing here, more programs here, more reach the gospel, more sending missionaries around the globe, more getting the gospel out around everywhere. But nationally, it doesn't seem like let's just throw another $75 billion to that, another $150 billion over here. No one in Washington's thinking about the debt for these kids. Nobody in Washington's thinking about all this sin stuff they want and the consequences for the kids. It doesn't seem like it bothers us to have corruption in Washington, D.C. and in Sacramento. It doesn't seem like it bothers us when it's anti-Americanism, they burn the flag and spit on the Jews. It doesn't seem to bother us that our churches are quickly run into casual Christianity. I had one of the saddest experiences this week. My wife knows this is true, and our office people know. I rarely eat lunch. I come in, I get a cup of coffee here at the office, normally early. There's a piece of toast, I eat that. I rarely eat lunch. I don't take time off, and I work long hours. Somebody gave me a gift card. It was last Christmas or the Christmas before. And they always have a sale, and it's for Macy's. I don't shop there. We don't shop. That's high end for us. And I said, I'm going to go there. I think it opens at 10. I've never been in the mall over here. They built 200 more stores. I'd like to go see what it looks like architecturally. I drove up, I had the broadcast on a Friday morning, drove up to there, and I was going to run in. It took me about 20 minutes. I said, the saddest thing. I had to wait. In front of me, there was a Lexus SUV, and the guy was parked, so I knew he had picked up some riders. So I patiently waited. And the back doors opened up, and two girls, 12 or 13, were in that car at about 9:55 in the morning. And I looked, they just barely had anything covering their backside. I thought, what parent, they both had their cell phones, what parent would put your kid in a mall at 10 o'clock in the morning and have a driver come to your house and know where your little girl lives? I don't know how they do the phone, so I don't know if they have those girls' phone numbers. I don't know how all that Uber stuff and Lyft stuff and all that works. But I wondered, I thought, those two little girls, little Caucasian girls, I thought, does that guy does he have their phone number now? I know he knows where they live. I thought, those girls, I wonder what they're going to do in there. Mom and daddy must have given them money. It's expensive in one of those places. How do you afford anything there? The man says, if you come on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, so I can't come Sunday, and Saturday it's out. He says, you come in early on a Friday, what you need to get, they're generally half off on Friday. I say, what about Thursday? I could maybe make, no, you can't do it Thursday. It's got to be a Friday. I thought of those little girls all day. I thought when they're getting done, they have to use their cell phone and call some man or some lady or somebody they don't even know. I don't know if it works that way. I don't know how you, but they're going to take them back to their home. Brother John, do you want people you don't know knowing where JD lives in a car by himself? I thought, what kind of parent would do that? A careless parent. Because there's going to be some consequences in those little girls' lives. And mother and dad are responsible for the consequence. This church is so needed. This church is so, so needed. Don't change. Don't talk me into no Sunday night around here, no Sunday school, no choir, no soul winning, no Wednesday night. Let's stand together, please. Our Father, when children pay the consequences, it has to break our hearts. It just has to break our hearts. What a sad moment that we're just throwing our kids away in America. Just throwing them away. They have those devices in their hands. They cannot even communicate. They're just talking on those phones all the time. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. This altar is open, and parents, it's Father's Day. 2024, could you just pray that God would open our eyes, that we're invested in these children? I'm going to be in everything all week long. It's going to be a long week, because next week I'll be preaching, and in the midst of all this, I've got to study and do radio and get work done, meet with people, and I want to so badly. But I want to be with these kids and try to help them. Moms, we need you. Dads, we need you. Families, we need you.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.